I rested the side of my head on the cool glass of the small oval of the airplane window and gazed down at the ground below the wing. We were flying east, moving beyond the Cascades and toward the Rockies, covering hundreds of miles an hour. Patchwork squares of gold and brown and green were stitched together across the landscape, rising and falling, rippling from one edge of the horizon to the other. Roads and highways dissected the pattern, connecting farms and towns and cities. It all reminded me of a model train display, roads at right angles and tiny trees planted along fence lines and around boxy white farmhouses with driveways and walkways leading from house to barn to garage. The plane followed a river, wide, winding, and serpent-like, snaking between mountains and through canyons, twisting and turning, carving deeper into the landscape, bordered by a ribbon of green fed by the moisture. From 36,000 feet above, I could see the bends and turns the river made as it rushed headlong toward the sea. It was a giant living thing crawling across the earth. But what interested me was that from my view, I could see where the river had run before. Ghost canyons stretching across the grassland, no longer filled with water, often choked with homes and entire communities. There were faint scars on the crust of the earth, evidence that the river, like people, chooses its own path. It wears away at the boundaries, carving, breaking, and widening the road it wants to travel, just like us. I thought of the river again later that week, as I rode up Montana's Beartooth Highway, following switchback to switchback, circling up to the top. Looking back down at where we'd been, the ribbon of asphalt and concrete unfurled behind me, to my right I could see the faint track etched into the steep hillside, made long ago by pack animals threading their way up to the top. The mountains were there first, but, like the river, the earliest people chose a desire path, the term landscape designers use for the shortcuts people and animals make when they decide to go their own way, eschewing the formal walk. They wanted to get over the mountains. Later, trappers and miners and explorers followed that early trail. Then came the tourists, making their pilgrimage. In the summer of 1931, during the bleakest part of the Depression, work on the ambitious project of building the Beartooth Highway began, and in the span of 4 short years, primarily 1932 to 1936, it was done. A desire path that covers more than 60 miles and reaches a summit of more than 10,000 feet. Today, 3/4 of a century later, the road still shines. Standing at the summit, I looked at the tall Montana sky, already heavy with snow even on a late summer day, and I gazed over the edge of the plateau to the valley below, and for a moment, I was filled with a fine sense of joy. I would catch another plane in a few days and make my way home, and I would do it on a path of my own.